Good morning, good afternoon, and a good evening. My name is Shamar Sellers, and today is June 16th, 2019, and welcome to the brand new It's Time to Show the World. On today's episode, I'll be talking to you guys about the reason why I've been gone for over 5 months, and also I want to say Happy Father's Day to every single one of you guys. So just sit back, relax, enjoy this quick commercial break, and we're going to jump right into it. Peace. Welcome back. It's been over, like I said, it's been over 5 months since I did an episode of this podcast, and I'm so glad I'm finally doing that again. Now, everybody wants to know why I have been gone for over 5 months and why there's been no new episode, no new announcement, anything like that. Well, the reason why I've been gone for over 5 months is because I had to take some time away to refocus on myself. I had to focus on who I am as a human being and what I really want this podcast to be. During these last couple episodes you've seen, I have changed a lot of stuff around. I've got new music. I had to work on that. I had to work on schoolwork. I'm going back to school now. I've been doing a lot of stuff, and it's so good to really sit back at my desk and really just talk to you guys one-on-one. Kind of one-on-one. Not gonna be a video, just audio of me, but it's good to be back. But the main reason why I've been away for over 5 months is because I had to deal with some issues that I had where I honestly was not thinking that I was gonna make it anymore due to a lot of stress and anxiety I had, and I'm just being open, real, and honest with you guys about that. I've been going through a lot, and does it hurt sometimes? Yeah. But it's good to just really just sit back and just think about life and think about how God has changed my life over the past 5 months, from having suicidal thoughts to now doing a lot of stuff that I never thought I'd be able to do. And it's so good to, like, again, sit back and really just talk about it and really have a way to express myself in a way that people can relate to. That's why I named this show It's Time to Show the World. I mean, I need to show the world who I am as a human being, as a person who people may say is weird or people may say is crazy, but I'm myself and I don't care what anybody says. Point blank, period. And well, I'm just gonna take a quick commercial break. I'm gonna jump right back into this conversation. Peace. Welcome back. Now, today's episode, well, this is the part of the episode where I talk about keeping it 100 with a new series I like to add to the show entitled Keep It 100. On today's topic, I'll talk about fathers, since in the spirit of Father's Day. This one particular person who has been in my life for almost 2 years, he is not my biological father, but he is more of a spiritual father that I kind of needed in my life growing up. This particular person, he has really shown me who I am in a way that a lot of people wouldn't expect me to be. Growing up as a kid, I was the bad attitude one. I was the one who always get into fights, the one always getting in trouble, the one always getting suspended for something stupid. Had a lot of issues. And yes, I've changed since then, but the outside of me has changed, but the inside still was kind of that kid who really didn't have nobody really to talk to and really didn't have anybody to really get out a lot of stuff that he kept in. So when I met this one particular person, we just clicked automatically. And he really took me under his wing as a father figure. And he really showed me a lot. And I thank God for allowing him to be part of my life for these past 2 years. Over these 2 years, I've been through a lot of stuff. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to do a lot of things that I never thought I would do. And it really is because of him, because he gave me that motivation to go for it and do it and never give up and this, that, and the third. So, Wesley Trainer, if you're listening to this, I just want to say thank you so much for everything you've done for me, for everything you've done for people you touched over these past 2 years. And I'm so grateful to call you dad. Even though you're not my biological one, I'm still grateful that I get to call you dad, and you really get to share these moments with you. And I pray that you enjoy your trip to Raleigh along with me in 2 weeks' time from today. And I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me, and I really do appreciate everything you've done. Again, there's so much I want to say about this person that he has no idea. Like, it's been a journey. And I'm just going to keep it 100, like I said. And he has really, I guess he really shown a side of me that I've been trying to get out since I was little. And I know I'm kind of repeating the same thing over and over again, but it's true. Like, 2 years ago, I was a kid who just got out, who was struggling to go back to school, was dipping in and out, trying to find what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go, what's the next step for me. And then I met him, and like, he was like, do your heart desires. And my heart desire was to work at Publix. And when Publix came to Fayetteville, North Carolina, I was like, I'm going to do that. And that's actually how we first met. Like, around August of 2017, we met. And I was just a kid dancing in the street. His fiance picked me up one day, took me home, and then we just got in touch like that. I remember he took me to my orientation when I got the job at Publix. And ever since then, it's been, you know, we had ups and downs over these past 2 years, over some crazy mess that I'm not going to get into. But I'm grateful for that, honestly, because I would never be the person who I am doing this now. He gave me the courage to do this. He gave me the courage to go back to school. I'm going back to school now and getting my bachelor's degree. I'm doing music now. I wouldn't be able to really focus and do all that if it wasn't for his support. And even when I left North Carolina almost a year ago to go to Florida for 2 months, it was supposed to be forever, but I came back to Fayetteville under some circumstances I was in. Ever since I left, he always stayed in touch with me, and I'll stay in touch with him and let him know what's going on in my life and everything. Sorry for the noise in the background. But I'm excited to share this new chapter in my life with him, and this new chapter is going to be something that it's going to be awesome. Even with my music, he inspired a lot of the songs that I'm doing on my EP entitled Live for the Moment, that's coming very soon. He inspired a lot of the songs that's on it. Really most of the songs, especially one song that's called Live in the Moment. And it's talking about being in that now and not focusing on the past, focus on your future, focus on the now aspect, and just live in the moment to know that you made to do whatever you want to do, no matter what the consequences may be and everything. And I'm so grateful to have him a part of my life. So dad, I love you, and thank you for everything. And I'm getting emotional, I'm gonna stop. But it's true, like, I really do appreciate everything you've really done for me. The talks we had, the vibes we shared. Like, even today when I drove to church, I really wasn't thinking I was going to do it, but gave me the courage to do it. And I did pretty good, I'm just being honest. Like, I'm proud of really growing up now in his eyes. And like, I thank you for being part of my life and giving me these lessons that I will never forget. And it's amazing that just a short amount of time, people can change your life in a short amount of time, and you never know what it'll turn out to be. Earlier today, I was talking to my friend Dante's mom, who is, speaking of Dante, happy Father's Day to you. She's a new father now, just had a baby girl a year ago, and I'm proud of him. I was talking to her about how I remember things that she done for me and Dante, and that was almost over a decade ago. And she was talking about a father figure. Well, it's called the Father Within. And he really has been that father within that I kind of needed. And I'm glad that I actually have it now, that I'm at the age of growing up and maturing and really finding who I am as a person. Finding who I am as a human being, finding who I am as an African American male who lives in the projects. I'm just gonna be 100, living in the projects. Only person in my house that's really working and making money to survive, doing everything I can to do what I love to do. Working a job at Publix where people they like to smile in your face but talk crap about you behind your back, and then when you find out, then it's going a whole bunch of mess, and I'm not gonna get into all of that, but it's crazy. But he really is like that father figure. I talk to him every now and then. I really talk to him every day, and just to get some wisdom or some advice from him, and I really appreciate everything he really has done for me. So I'm gonna come back with the rest of the show, so just stay tuned after this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. What's up, listeners of It's Time to Show the World? I have a question for you. Do you have any feedback of any episode I've done in the past, or do you have any tips for upcoming episodes of It's Time to Show the World? If so, click the link in the bio today, and you get to send a voice message that I'll get as soon as you finish it, so I can know I'll get feedback. I want to know what I've done good, what I've done bad, what I need to change. I need your input. So, click the link in the bio of each episode and send your feedback. Let me know what you think. And now, it's time to show the world. Alright, I'm back for the last time before I end this episode. I just want to come over here and say Happy Father's Day once again to all the fathers out there. You have been an inspiration to everybody around the world, and to all the mothers out there who are fathers as well. Who are single mothers, you're doing your darn thing, and we're proud of you. We love you for that. And to all the single dads out there, we're proud of you as well. You're stepping up and never giving up on your son or daughter. We appreciate you here on It's Time to Show the World, and we just want to give you a round of applause and thank you so much for everything you've done. So, this is the final part of the episode where I also talk about the lesson of the day, which is never give up and always stay positive, stay focused. So that's my message of the day, and I cannot wait to see you guys next week. So until we meet again, be blessed, stay true, always remember to live in the moment, and always remember to just be yourself and be you. God bless, and I can't wait to see you next week. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to a brand new episode of It's Time to Show the World. I cannot believe that I'm doing this after 5 months. It's been a crazy time, but I'm glad that I'm doing this again. I miss doing this so much. And I thank you to everyone who supported me with this since the very beginning. I just want to say thank you again, and I cannot wait to see you guys next week. Just remember to be yourself, stay true, and always be you. Love you guys. Peace.